Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
I'm Ben Mycelis from the Midas Touch Network. Donald Trump has the worst surrogates spewing the most deranged purported defenses, I guess further incriminating him. This is just some really weird stuff. And when I always talk about MAGA, I always say MAGA equals fascism plus idiocracy, and the idiocracy is strong here. I want to show you, following Donald Trump's indictment in Fulton County by the Fulton County grand jury, here is what Trump's surrogates, here's what the MAGA Republicans were out there saying. Exhibit A, Jeanine Pirro on Fox, and she's trying to say, look, Donald Trump just said that he was trying to find the votes. He was in a quest for the votes. Just to say you're finding them and you're searching for them, it's like a treasure hunt. And then she goes, it's not like he threatened the secretary. Oh, wait a minute. He did threaten the Republican Secretary of State of Georgia. Watch Jeanine Pirro just utter a bunch of total nonsense and make a total fool of herself on Fox, which she does basically every single day. Play this clip.
The issue is not whether he wanted to overthrow it, but did he believe that he won? If he believed that he won, pursuing all these avenues are okay for him because in themselves, they are not illegal. If you say, look, I need to find 11,000 votes, that's very different from saying, I need you to find me 11,000 votes somewhere. He just knows he's behind by 11,700 votes. And finally, did he know he lost, and did he then pursue all these avenues, or did he believe he won and was doing everything he can? It's going to be very hard to prove that.
Harold.
Okay, Exhibit B for Bob. Here is Christina Bob, Donald Trump's lawyer, custodian of records. She also, maybe she moonlights as Trump's lawyers, and she serves as a television host for a right-wing broadcast network, and she follows around the Trump rallies and interviews all of the MAGA Republican people who are waiting on the lines. But here Christina Bob is, and she's saying that she is not impressed with the charges. And she thinks that, by the way, it's all projection and confession. And she goes, I don't think this would even pass a first-year criminal law school exam. I think you're referring to yourself here, but this is the defense by Christina Bob. Play it.
Christina, I know you've worked with the former president quite a bit. I wanted to get your thoughts about where it stands right now.
Well, the president's doing very, very well. These types of incidents, you know, this is the fourth time it's happened now, and it only serves to harden his resolve to make sure that he makes America great again and we return the power of the American government back to the American people. As far as the charges go, I'm not particularly impressed with them. I don't think this would pass on a first-year criminal law exam as an appropriate indictment. There's several questions, not just constitutional questions as far as freedom of speech, criminalizing tweets and criminalizing political opposition. But she's effectively gone after her political opponents all the way through the Georgia Republican Party chairman. I mean, this is an attack on conservative views and on conservative politics. And it doesn't have anything to do with racketeering, which is what she brought.
Okay, and in this next clip, Christina Bob thinks that Donald Trump should have presidential immunity right now for trying to overthrow our democracy. Christina Bob, you may want to go back to those first year law classes, specifically constitutional law, and I don't know, read the Constitution again, okay? Play the clip.
You think they're just throwing spaghetti at the wall, seeing what sticks, and is this abuse of the justice system?
This is absolutely abuse of the justice system. This is the wrong jurisdiction. It's the wrong venue. It doesn't address presidential and executive privilege, presidential immunity. It doesn't address the fact that this violates the First Amendment freedom of speech, political dissent. They've criminalized political opposition.
Then we go to Donald Trump's other lawyer or spokesperson, Alina Habba. Here she is, and she's asked by Ducey on Fox. She's asked, so do you believe that this indictment out of Fulton County, by the Fulton County grand jury, do you believe that it poses a perilous threat? And she goes, no. And Ducey's like, why? And she's like, well, I have super secret information, but I cannot share it with you because of ethical reasons. Really ethical reasons, Alina Habba? You were just sanctioned close to $1 million by a federal court in the Southern District of Florida for filing a totally frivolous and deranged lawsuit. You're probably one of the least, in my opinion, one of the least ethical lawyers out there. Probably one of the worst lawyers in the United States of America. Most dangerous, too. Here, play this clip of Donald Trump's other surrogate, Alina Habba. Play this clip.
Now, I've heard from a lot of legal analysts, and they say what is different about this case than the federal cases is Georgia has laws that are specifically tailored to election interference and things like that. Andy McCarthy, a Fox News contributor, and also he wrote an op-ed in the New York Post. He said that the Georgia indictment is the most perilous threat to former President Trump. Does President Trump know that this is a perilous threat?
We do not agree that it is a perilous threat because we actually have inside information. So I love when people,
what inside information?
Well, the inside information, Steve, and you know, you used to love Trump, but I got to tell you, I mean, this is something I'm not going to breach, right? I have confidentiality and I have ethics and I'm going to continue. But I think you need to understand something. When somebody is given a report and he has reports that show that there was interference, and you could be advised by one lawyer that says, oh, I don't think so, and you could have another lawyer that says, no, I do think so, and here's some reports, and we know that there were issues in Fulton County, right? We know, it's not a question. There was election issues, and the integrity of our election is in question at this very moment. And when he says, I want to look into it, I don't trust it, we need to look into it, that's his obligation as a president, okay?
And now let's take a quick break to talk about our next partner, Fume. Cold turkey, it may be great on sandwiches, but there's a better way to break your bad habits. We're not talking about some weird mind voodoo from your wacky neighbor or some sketchy message board. We're talking about our sponsor, Fume, and they look at the problem in a different way. Now, not everything in a bad habit is wrong. So instead of drastic, uncomfortable change, why not just remove the bad from your habit? Fume is an innovative, award-nominated device that does just that. Instead of electronics, Fume is completely natural. Instead of vapor, Fume uses flavored air. And instead of harmful chemicals, Fume uses all natural, delicious flavors. You get it. Instead of bad, Fume is good. It's a habit you're free to enjoy and makes replacing your bad habit easy. Your Fume comes with an adjustable airflow dial and is designed with movable parts and magnets for fidgeting, giving your fingers a lot to do, which is helpful for de-stressing and anxiety while breaking your habit. The first time I used Fume, I was shocked at how flavorful and fresh it tasted. Now, it's easy to hold and perfectly balanced and quite honestly, extremely fun to fidget with. The real wood material and sleek design definitely classes it up, and I feel pretty darn cool holding it. Stopping is something we all put off because it's hard, but switching to Fume is easy, enjoyable, and even fun. Fume has served over 100,000 customers and has thousands of success stories, and there's no reason that can't be you. Join Fume in accelerating humanity's breakup from destructive habits by picking up the Journey Pack today. Head to tryfume.com and use code MIDAS to save 10% off when you get the Journey Pack today. That's tryfume.com and use code MIDAS to save an additional 10% off your order today.
Or how about this one? This is Marjorie Taylor Greene, or as Michael Cohen refers to her as Marjorie Toilet Greene, is what Cohen says on Political Beatdown. Here, Marjorie Taylor Greene says that Fannie Willis should really be focused on going after rapists, not Donald Trump. Oh, wait a minute. Federal court in the Southern District of New York found Donald Trump to be one, as did a jury of Donald Trump's peers in a case filed by E. Jean Carroll, where Donald Trump was too scared to even show up to his own trial. Play this clip of Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Something that the DAs all seem to share an ideology here politically. I mean, you've got Willis's family was made up of Marxist Black Panthers. You've got Alvin Bragg, obviously, buys into the same kind of ideology, the way that he's destroying this city. He doesn't want to throw anybody in prison for committing crime. They all share this really just devastating ideology that is so devastating for this country. They unite around that, and then they try and take down somebody that's somebody like this, somebody like former President Trump. It kind of makes sense.
That's right, Rob. And people everywhere are terrified of this government. This is something that we expect in third world countries, that we expect in communist regimes. But this is what we're seeing in America today. You know, Rob, I live in a rural district. This is where people really want $1.75 gas back. They do not like the Biden policies. A lot of people on fixed incomes, like senior citizens, single moms, just good working people, are going month to month with their paychecks and maxing out their credit cards with high inflation, high grocery bills, high electricity bills, and high gas bills. But they're watching the Biden regime actually try to arrest President Trump, lock him up in jail for the rest of his life, which is a death sentence, and then go after his supporters across the state. It's something that it's still shocking. I can't even believe it happened yesterday.
Yeah.
But I want to tell you something about Atlanta, Rob, and it's really important for people to know. Atlanta has some of the highest crime in the country.
Yeah.
Murder, rape, carjacking. And the state of Georgia is one of the worst states in the country for child sex trafficking. GEMA last week with Homeland actually told me that every single month in the state of Georgia, every month, men will buy a child for sex on average 7,200 times. Fannie Willis should be going after child sex predators and traffickers. Fannie Willis should be going after murderers, rapists, car thefts.
But that's not
Fannie Willis. No, she's not.
That's not politically beneficial. There's no political.
It's also just very sad to see what's happened to Nancy Mace, MAGA Republican from South Carolina, who kind of billed herself originally as a centrist, but is total MAGA cult member right now. It's really sad to see what's happened to her. Remember, she was the one who went in front of Trump Tower and was like, Mr. Trump, I love you. Please endorse me. Then Trump like mocked her at a rally and said all of these horrible and nasty things about her. But here she is supporting the cult. And here she says that the American people are really angry about this because, as Nancy May says, it's not illegal to send text messages. Like, what are they talking? This case isn't about text messages. Donald Trump tried to overthrow our democracy. We all saw what happened on January 6th. We've heard Donald Trump's threats. We know about the fake elector scheme. We know about how there were efforts to steal election data in Georgia that Donald Trump led. We know about these things. Stop the gaslighting and stop invoking the American people. You don't speak for the American people, Nancy Mace. MAGA Republicans, y'all don't speak for the American people. But watch this heinous defense by Nancy Mace. Play this clip.
Good to see you, Neil.
What do you make of what the former president is promising next Monday, the proof presumably to exonerate him once and for all and prove that the 2020 Georgia vote was rigged?
Well, we'll have to see what he comes up with next week. But I want to tell you, Neil, you know this. We've talked about this extensively. The former president primaried me last year because of my comments about January 6th. I feel like I've got a seat at the table and can call the balls and strikes here. I have to tell you, just in the initial reports of these indictments in Georgia, I think the American people should be angry about this. It's not illegal to text people or to take legal advice, no matter how awful we might think your attorneys are. I'm not really sure what she was thinking. And Fannie Willis's fundraising off the case this week really waters down any accusations or allegations they have at the former president when I'm looking at this thing. And I'm trying to call the balls and strikes like I see it right down the middle. But we'll see. I'll look forward to seeing what he says next week.
All right, folks, there you have it. The Trump surrogates proving that MAGA equals fascism plus, most significantly, idiocracy. And the idiocracy is strong here. Folks, I just want intelligent people, evidence-based, law and order focused. It's a very bare minimum. It's a minimal threshold. It's something we talk about here all the time on the Midas Touch Network. And look, when the Democratic Party, do I agree with them on everything? I don't. But are they acting like responsible adults, following the evidence and focused on issues that actually matter to the American people? Yeah, they are. MAGA Republicans are living in this weirdo cult Trump bizarro land. Dangerous, dangerous stuff. I'm Ben Mycelis from the Midas Touch Network. Hit subscribe. We're on our way to 1.5 million subscribers. Check out our new homepage, MidasTouch.com. We've got a lot of great breaking news there. That's MidasTouch.com. Have a great day.
Hey, Midas Mighty. Love this report? Continue the conversation by following us on Instagram at MidasTouch to keep up with the most important news of the day. What are you waiting for? Follow us now.